the sun was shining. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to our website, Devil Radio website, and on it, you can download our app. You download our app, you can do it from the Apple and Google store, and then you can take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it on the website, a lot of you have called in, written in, said you like to support Devil Radio. You don't get this kind of talk anywhere else on the radio. And if you do, it'd be great, because when you're on the website, we have a link. It says support Devil Radio. Gives you all the ways you can support Devil Radio. And one final way you can do it. Now there is going to be a multi-candidate primary in Milwaukee for mayor, for state treasurer now, for lieutenant governor, possibly for Congress over in the 3rd Congressional District with Ron Kind stepping down. Ton of them around the state. You know that. Assembly, state senate, that kind of thing. The best and easiest and cheapest and most effective thing you can do if you're in a Democratic primary and even a Republican primary, and I'll explain why, advertise on Devil Radio. It goes statewide. It's not just a Madison station. Our app is all over the place. It actually goes outside the state, but very strong presence statewide. And you go statewide, your name is repeated. They'll produce the piece if you want them to. And just call and get their rates. Very low, very, very low. And the bang for the buck is this. Your name gets out there. And this station, sometime during the day, is listened to by virtually everybody in the Democratic Party among independents who care about politics. And you will have name recognition. Right now, you have no name recognition. You have none. You're thinking of running for all this stuff? Good luck. You think everybody knows you the way you know yourself? Good luck. They don't. But one way to get it, just the repetition of the name and your message. It's terrific. All terrific. Okay, well, you know, I've been railing about the illegitimate, gerrymandered, corrupt Wisconsin legislature, the Republican caucus, illegitimate, doing everything it can to vandalize the state. Somebody just stood up to it in a bigger way than I even said yesterday, and that's Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson is Mr. Republican, elected to four terms, 86, 90, 94, 98. I mean, that's hard to do. It's hard to do. He's a Republican, but he's moderate. And basically, he wasn't a nut, and he didn't try to destroy our democracy. Basically, a good guy. Now he's the head of the UW system. And, you know, the legislature is saying you can't take anti-COVID measures in the UW system without our permission. You have to come in and kiss our ring. And then we might put it on the agenda. We'll talk about it mañana, later. Thompson said, well, you know, if you insist on that, if you can't say that I tell them to wear masks or get tested, or I can't isolate kids with COVID, and I can't strongly emphasize vaccines and give incentives for vaccines, we're going to have to go back online. These people smile. They hate the University of Wisconsin system. They hate it. Their leadership basically has nothing to do with the UW system. Walker started it. He didn't go into the UW system. They hate it. You must understand that. If you don't understand that, they may wear a Badger t-shirt. They may go, oh, go Badgers. I hope the football team wins. They hate the UW system. Okay? So once that's out of the way, Thompson finally stood up. And he said, what you're telling me, that I have no authority, even though I'm the head of the whole system and report to the Board of Regents, there is supervision of me. You're saying what I have to do is I won't be able to prevent community testing. I can't set up vaccination sites. I can't isolate sick students. Jump in the lake. That ain't happening. I'm just going to do it. Now, Senator Steve Nass, one of the worst, one of the most incompetent gerrymandered state senators, has now asked Voss and LeMahieu. Who is LeMahieu? He has no name recognition. You don't know who he is. Nobody knows who he is. He's the head of the Senate, Republican. Bad news. No name recognition. Voss has plenty of it simply because he's done so many bad things. He wants them to bring a lawsuit against Tommy Thompson. Really? and against the UW system and the regions, and take them on and spank them. We don't want that. We don't want Nass. We don't want Nass. He hates the UW system. They all do. But Tommy Thompson, I got to give a shout out to the guy. Got to give a shout out to the guy. And quite frankly, you know, when he was governor, everybody got along. You don't agree with everything the guy does, but as a practical matter, legislation got passed that was good for Wisconsin with plenty of Democratic input. Was not a bad governor, frankly, not a bad governor. And now he's showing some guts. He's doing, frankly, I'd like to see Evers do this, quite frankly. He just stands up to these guys and he says, jump in the lake. You're not going to force me to do that. The hell with you. Okay, go ahead and bring a lawsuit. That kind of public statement produces results because it scares people. They may bring the lawsuit, by the way, but the judges that have to make decisions, like on the U.S. Supreme Court, even on the U.S., Brian Hagedorn, puts the think on him. Okay, if a guy like Tommy Thompson is saying this, this has some weight. That's the what you kind of got to do. Not just kind of what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You got to do it. And just say it and use the bully pulpit and get out there. Got to do it. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a good look at what happens with COVID when you don't have strong leadership. Let's take one that's just unbelievable. There's a place called Meade County, South Dakota. You ever been there? I've been to Sioux Falls. I've been out there. Not sure I've ever been to Meade County. I don't know. A lot of the big counties, maybe I put a toe into it. Who knows? They had the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Remember that one just very recently? Since that rally, one third of all COVID tests coming in are positive. One third, 33% of COVID tests in Meade County, the site of Sturgis right now, are positive. And over the last 3 weeks since the rally, the 7-day average on COVID, the numbers have gone up more than 3,400%, not 340%, not 34%, 3,400%, all because of the 81st Sturgis motorcycle rally. You know, this business, this kind of carefree, oh, well, you know, it's not going to hurt me. Well, it does hurt you. It does hurt you. And more to the point, it hurts everybody else. And it's undermining this country. And that is what it's doing. And I think this is a big reason for a poll that just came out of Florida. Right now, 59% of the people in Florida do not want Ron DeSantis to run for president. 59%. 59%. Only 35% want him to. When your own state, almost 60%, 59%, don't want you to run for president, hey, guess what, guy? They know you. We know you a little bit. Unfortunately, we know you a lot right now. You're bad news. But they know you real well. And 59% don't want him to run for president. So why is he doing everything he's doing, shutting down COVID measures and all that? Because if you break it down, it's 90% of Democrats, 60% of independents don't want him to run, but 67% of Republicans do want him to run. And all he cares about is winning the primary and then try to muck it up through voter suppression. That is the word from Matt Flynn Direct and straight on. And that is what is happening. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.